Rasulullah takes again the flag and he says, listen, all Muslims, there is one amongst you who will defeat Marhab. There is one amongst you who I will give my flag to, my flag, not the flag of the Muhajirin and not the flag of the Ansar. I will give him my flag, the flag of Rasulullah. And this man is the one who Allah loves and who his Prophet loves. And he loves Allah's Prophet and loves Allah. When Rasulullah was speaking in this way, it was almost as if he was passing the torch. Passing his flag, passing the torch. And they didn't know who it was, because this time Ali was not even in contention. Because Ali was sick, so who could it be? There are reports that that night, no one wanted to be chosen as much as that night. Because this was the greatest prestige, to be the one who holds Rasulullah's flag and be the one loved by the Prophet and by Allah, and be the one who will go to defeat Marhab, this giant of a warrior, not allowing anyone to take over the castle. That next morning, as they all stood in line, Rasulullah looks at them and says, go and call Ali. In confusion, a few men of the Muslims went. They told Imam Ali, Ya Ali, Rasulullah needs you. So the Imam, without any question, he stands up and they take him by his arms because his eyes are closed and he cannot see. And they take him to Rasulullah, and the Prophet says, Ya Ali, how are your eyes? How are you feeling now? And the Imam says, Ya Rasulullah, I can't see through them. And all the Muslims are watching this. So Rasulullah puts his thumb onto his lips and takes his saliva and puts it over the eyes of the Imam. And the Imam opens his eyes and he can see as clear as day, never again to have any ailment with his eyes till the day he dies. And the Prophet says, Ya Ali, I need you to go and fight this giant man, Marhab. Take the Dhulfiqar in your hand and take the helmet and take this flag. And he gives him the flag of Rasulullah. And the Imam takes this without any question, with hope in his heart and contentment that he is chosen by Rasulullah. And as he walks, he stops and he says, Ya Rasulullah, what do you want me to fight him for? Give me your conditions. So the Prophet says, tell him, if they want to be Muslims, then we are brothers. Then they come back and live with us in Medina. And we protect them. If they don't want to be Muslims, then they have to live under the rule of Islam and pay taxes. And that is the retribution for what they have done. We won't kill them. We will protect them. And if they don't accept those two terms, then you can fight him, Ya Ali. And the narrations say, when the Imam receives this order, you can fight him, Ya Ali, the Imam begins to run. He begins to charge towards the 8th castle with a group of warriors behind him. They charge towards the castle. Marhab knows someone's coming. He walks through the tunnels. He opens the gate and it closes behind him. Marhab comes forward. The Imam is charging. Those warriors with Harith, Marhab's brother, come and they fight the Muslims. The Imam looks towards Marhab in front of him, this giant man, and Marhab comes and says once again, as he said against all of them before him, Ana Marhab, and I am ready for battle. The Imam approaches and says, Ana alladhi sammathu ummuhu Haydara. I am the one whose mother called him Haydar, the lion. At this moment, Marhab stumbles. One foot retreats. He remembers a prophecy told to him in his younger years where he will be killed by the one named Haydar. Imam Ali alayhi salam charges. Marhab comes to fight the Imam, and Imam Ali strikes his sword onto the helmet of Marhab, splitting Marhab in two. The Imam goes from Marhab to every other warrior in his way and begins to fight them, not leaving anyone in his path. As the Muslims follow through and he runs to the gate, There's no way for the Muslims to enter into the castle. So Imam Ali alayhi salam, with one arm, grabs the gate of Khaybar and lifts it. The strength of 40 men in the one arm of Ali, as the Muslims shout Allahu Akbar, and the Imam uses the gate as the bridge for the Muslims to go over the trench and enter into the castle, not allowing anyone else to come and fight him. Whenever they would come, the Imam even took the door, the gate of Khaybar, and used it as a shield against those warriors. The Muslims took over the 8th castle. The prisoners were taken in. Imam Ali alayhi salam comes back to Rasulullah, not for glory, not for fame, only for Rasulullah and fi sabilillah. The Prophet looks smiling as the Imam returns with the flag of his Prophet. And he says, Ya Ali, Allah and his Prophet are content with you and are happy with you. And the Imam at this moment cries. This gentle soul, this brave warrior, yet gentle soul, cries and says, Allah is happy with me. Later on in the life of Imam Ali alayhi salam, as he's breaking a piece of bread, it was difficult for him to break it. And when he is asked, Ya Ali, you're the one who opened the gates of Khaybar on his own, you're having trouble with a piece of bread? And the Imam says, that was spiritual power. This was physical power. That was the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the power of Ali. And who is Ali compared to Allah? Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin.